This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Well, today's going to be our first official council meeting. The last one, of course, was the special meeting that we did to get the new council in. And this one, we actually have motions coming to us. Of course, there's the mayoral minutes that I'll be putting through to start the meeting, and then there's the motions that the council staff will be putting through to us to discuss as well.
Michael, already the Divide and Conquer Brigade, they should name themselves the DACB. They're at it again, this time putting out falsehoods by saying that the new mayor, you, want to build a bridge. That's it. Over the Daintree, and it'll happen. The steps are now being taken to do it. Of course, council is re-looking at the ferry contract. They certainly are. But all of this business, I mean, it's BS, of course. You just can't say that, build a bridge and that's it. These people who won't accept the umpire's decision are creating a false impression of the situation and the motion that you're putting forward today.
Well, it has. It's a ridiculous situation because it's not what the motion is for. The motion is very clear that we temporarily suspend contract negotiations. We explore the options of bridges in different areas along the river, and we conduct a lot more community consultation with the people. Now, there's reasons behind all this. The first one is, which you'd be fully aware, and I've spoken about it through the campaign, that I didn't like the fact I didn't agree to the motion that went through back in December, and that I thought that it needed to go to an open session because there was information within that that affects every ratepayer, potentially affects every ratepayer in the Shire. And this information needs to come out to the public. Now, one of my main things, as you well know, as I pushed it very hard, is transparency. I want a transparent council. Now, I can't bring consultation back out to the people if I don't include everything, good, bad and ugly. Okay, so if I was to come out to consultation again for this information and I didn't even mention a bridge, any person in this Shire who wants a bridge will be saying, well, you're being unfair to me. You're not being transparent. You're being deceitful because you're not even including it. So I think it's extremely important that when this comes back out to a consultation period, that it has everything in front of the people so they can make an informed choice. Yeah, and that to me is really important. Transparency in the way that we are dealing with this contract and transparency in the way we're dealing with the people who are going to decide on it.
Michael, the ferry contract, I must admit, I thought it was signed, sealed and delivered.
This is a very, very complicated contract. It's not a simple contract. It's a very intense, long one, and it was still with the solicitors. And there was a lot of information going backwards and forwards to be dealt with. And, you know, the CEO and the senior staff, of course, were working with the solicitors during that time, and it wasn't at a place yet where they could sign it. It's that simple. You know, I mean, I wasn't even aware until I stepped into this role that that was the case. You know, so it was a case that, you know, we're looking at this now. We have the option to. We've had COVID-19 come in, which has hit our economy significantly. Yeah, so these are all reasons why this is something that should be looked at again, and I intend to get it to council today for the councillors to talk about it and discuss it, and hopefully they'll pass this mayoral minute so that we can at least take it back to the community for further consultation with all the information in front of them so they know that if we go for a two-ferry solution, what the impacts will be as far as costs to them go. If the people choose they want a bridge, they need to know, well, that could be 5 years down the track, it could be 10 years down the track. There are lots of environmental issues that need to be considered if there was to be a bridge. So we're not saying this is what we want. What we are saying is these things need to be discussed in detail.
As you say, Michael, it's consultation, and that's something that we're not used to in the Douglas Shire. So these misleading statements that the DACB, the Divide and Conquer Brigade, are putting out about a bridge and the ferry and you are going to build a bridge, all that stuff, it's fake news.
Well, it's very misleading news. You know, it's clearly by oppositions from the election. You know, I made it very clear during my campaign that this is the direction that I would be heading in. It was on my website. It was on all my documentation that I intended to do this, so it shouldn't be a surprise. This is what I said I was going to do. I'm sticking to my guns and I'm bringing it to council. You know, and as I said, it's going to go back to public consultation for the people of this Shire to look at all the facts and decide on what they want.
Mayor Michael Kerr, what else is on the agenda today at Council?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, I've got my other mayoral minutes, of course, is the QT pool. I always believed that that would have been a good option for a short-term fix to solve our need for a safe swimming area. So I'm putting a motion forward for the CEO and staff to have permission to actually look at that to see if it's a viable project to convert it into a public pool in Port Douglas. There's an area there that we could put a zero depth water park in. There's the train station right outside the front of it. You know, so it could be a tourist attraction in itself if council took hold of it and redeveloped it appropriately, and a lot cheaper than what a lagoon will be right now, whilst we've got all these other expenses we need to look at. You know, we've got COVID-19 that's hit our economy, that we need to also find water. You know, there's lots of things that council needs to do. So a lagoon will be one of the last things on the list. So if we can find an alternative safe water place that we can utilise, I think that's a great option. So it's certainly worth investigating. And that's why I've put that one forward. Then, of course, we've got the Daintree micro grid. That's another one of my mayoral minutes that I'll be putting through. I've said all along that I will support the initiative, which isn't a change in policy. It has always been council's policy that they will support it. It was a motion that went through back in 2014. It was approved by all the councillors unanimously that they would support, and they believed that power was a service required up there. They also stated that all the things had been done already to make it possible to do so. And you know, if you have a look at that motion that went through in November 2014, you'll see that it was very clearly said by the council then that they agreed to it. And I believe it's worthwhile now expressing that it is now that we have got someone who wishes to put through the microgrid, that this council is still in the same position and we support it.
You've always been for this, and nothing of the microgrid is going to destroy the Daintree rainforest.
We've got an award-winning planning scheme that protects it. We've got layer upon layer of different government departments that protect it. You know, it's not a case of wanting to destroy the rainforest. If we were putting power lines through and we're putting massive high voltage wires through, yes, absolutely, that's destroying the Daintree, and I would not even be looking at it. The procedure they're looking at is putting in channels at the sides of the roads, feeding it through underground so you won't even see it once it's done. It'll offer them a main source of power. It'll offer them high-speed internet. It'll offer them telephones as well. You know, it's a win-win for everyone that lives there, especially the businesses. Yeah, and it also takes away all these diesel generators that have been blowing out things for the last God knows how long.
Talking with our Mayor, Michael Kerr. Michael, fighting a COVID-19 pandemic, what are we going to do as a Shire? I mean, this must be very high on the agenda today.
We've looked at a couple of different options. Our finance guys have come forward with a couple of things that we'll be looking at today. At this stage, it's just a start. There are things on it like refunding the charges they've had for their outdoor dining, which can't be utilised. There's a couple of different things that we're going to put forward to businesses to help them out. Stopping interest charges, of course, on rates, if they're late being paid or water bills late being paid, things like that we can help straight away. So they're things that we're going to look at putting through today. So that'll go to the councillors also. But on top of that, we've also got the Do It in Douglas campaign, which is something else we're going to look at today. If this goes through, it'll be a good marketing campaign that council will initiate to get that message across about utilising local suppliers and doing it in Douglas so that we can help build Douglas during this time. And I think that's a really important message that council needs to put across. We've got the 40 Days and 40 Ways promotion, the Buy Douglas, Build Douglas. The Street Bank has also been launched already. So there's lots of different ideas that we'll be putting forward to help our local businesses keep busy through local use.
Michael, let's finish this up by saying, look, these people who are spreading all this rubbish around the place at the moment, they're people obviously who can't accept the umpire's decision that we have had an election and now we have a fresh council, and you have been given a mandate, and it's full steam ahead.
Yeah, an election is the prime time when policies change within councils. Councillors get elected because of the policies they put out when they're doing their campaigning, and quite clearly a majority of people have spoken, a majority of people have have chosen the councillors that are here. So what the choices are that come out of this council meeting today will obviously be hopefully what the majority of the community want.
Thank you, Michael Kerr.
Much appreciated. Have a great day.